Writer in Chas, we're in Bavakam, Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Pick it up on the top of the page, third line down, continuing on in our discussion. We mentioned that the Mishnah, that let's say I go ahead and I'm walking down the street and I see someone who has something that belongs to me that was stolen. But it turns out the guy who has it, he didn't know when it was stolen. He bought it from the guy who stole it. Now the Gemara is going to go into what happens when we figure out who's the ganav. Itmar ganav umachav achkach hukar ganav. The guy steals from me. He sells it, and then we recognize we come to understand who the ganav is. Rav Shmuel ben Shmuel Rabbi Chiya Amar hadin im arishon. The din is with the first one, meaning I, as the one who owns this, I can only come against the ganav who stole it from me. I can't go to the guy and say, "Yo, give it up." I got to deal with the ganav. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei, Rabbi Yani, Amar Hadinim Hasheni. No, I can't. I could deal with the Sheni. He says Rashi, Dino Shel Bal Habayis Emalokeachu, Viyotzei Emenu, Kelo Bechinam. I can go and I can take it back without having to pay him. Amar Rav Yosef. Yosef says that really we ain't got no machlokas. Lo pligi. Kan lefnei yosh. Hadin imasheni kan la'achir yish hadin imarishon. So if this guy goes and buys my stolen item from this person before I give up hope, Rashi says lachog min a ganav afnei yish. So then, in such a case, hadin imasheni, I can go to him and say, "Yo, you got to give it back to me, man. It's mine." And kan la'achir yish. But once I already gave up hope, now I got to deal with the ganav. I can't deal with the person who bought it. V'tevayu islu de Rav Chista, and both of them agree with Rav Chista. Rashi explains, what are we talking about here? We said this on a few days ago. Dav Gazel Velo, again, the Rav Chista, Gazel Velo Nisei Shobadam, it was stolen, I didn't yet give up hope, let's say. Obo Achav Achlun, someone else comes in and they consume it. Ratzim Izegova, when I can come from this one or from that one. Bereish Pirkin, we saw that in earlier on Dav Kuf Yod Aleph, Ahai Nami, Afagav, this one too. Afagav, Diav Dame Liganav, even though he gave money to the Ganav, Lagabe Ahai Mia Gazanu, in reference to me, still called the Gazan, Umiu, Hecha delo hukar ha ganav avud le rabbanan takanas ashuk lito mashenasan aval hecha de hukar ganav alav lahachsir acharav. If we don't know who the ganav is yet, then in such a circumstance, the buyer midrabbanan has to give it back to the owner because of takanas ashuk, it's called. But in this case, where the guy, we know who the ganav is, the owner doesn't. Pardon, I think I said that wrong. Meaning, if we don't know who the ganav is, then midrabbanan, I would have to pay the guy, right? Because of takanas hashuk. But in a place where we don't know, where we do know who the ganav is, then I don't have to even midrabbanan go and pay this guy, because let him go back to the ganav and deal with it himself. Amalei Abayi says, really? Velo pligi, really want to tell me that they're not arguing? One of the things we said is that when he was not miyayish, let's say he didn't do yish yet, then Rav is masked of Rav Yochanan that he's able to go against the buyer. Now we seem to see not like that. For lo pligi, ha manis kahuna ki lefnei yish damiu pligi. But we know manis kahuna. We know that which are the things that have to be given to the coin, the zroa, the chayayim, the keva. Every time you go and you shecht an animal, you have to go and give it to the coin, those things. And the four, like the jaw and the part of the stomach. So let's bring him to the coin. So let's say he goes and he checks it, and then he goes and he sells it to a non-coin. What's it then? Hamad is kuna kilifnei yish dami. Rashi says the coin lama yish binayi. There weren't yish from it. Upligi klamer v'amer avdin ima arishon. He says the din was with the rishon. That in this case where he wasn't yish yet, that this owner can only go to the first person, meaning the one who shechted it, the one who sort of stole it, and not the person who buys it. The tanan, he learned that a mishnah chulin. If one says to sell me the insides of a cow, and there are matanos that are part of it, Rashi's cave of the stomach, and the buyer gives it to the kohen, and the butcher doesn't take off the value from that which was bought. Rashi says, no saying, halokeach kever lekoin, the mistam matanos lo zavenle. It's not like sold them there. Lokech men miska, but what happens if you bought it through Mishka, like they weighed it out, nosin lekoin and menakalom and adamim. Then the buyer gives the matas kuna to the coin, and he takes off the price that he had to pay for the keva, because that he's not getting. The amarav, and Rav say, lo shoner lo shishokal atzmo. Aval shakol lo hatabach, hadinam hatabach. When is it true that the buyer doesn't get money back from the kohen is where it was weighed when he weighed it himself. Meaning in this matzav, the buyer is the one who, so to speak, stole it, and not the tabak, not the butcher. And then it's saying that, okay, the kohen gets to get the manas kahuna without having the buyer pay for him. Aval shakalo atabach. But if the, let's say the tabach, the butcher's one who went and weighed it out, hadinim atabach, then the din of the kohen is against the tabach, the butcher. He can go and go only to the butcher if he wants to collect the matanos from the buyer. For the butcher. If he wants to get it from the buyer, he has to pay him for it. So we see, to see clearly here, this machlokas is even if it's before yush. Aima av dinam atabach. No, this is change of lashon. It's not only the tabach, it's even. Av dinam atabach. He can even go to the tabach if he wants to. Mao de tema in matnas kahuna nigzalos kamashvalan, because he's coming to teach that you would have thought, maybe you have said that matnas kahuna are not able to be stolen, therefore the coin can't go to the butcher at all. Kamashvalan is going to tell you not true. It has the ability of being stolen. So if Yosef is telling us that giving over the matnas kahuna from the quote-unquote owner to another one is considered gazela, it's called being stolen, and then the kohen can go back to not only the one who bought it, but it can even go to the butcher, to the tabach, and we see that actually they don't have a machlokas over there. Now, it says the Gemara, le abaye, damar pligi, b'maya pligi. According to Abaye, it says that they're arguing, what are they arguing over? Says the Gemara, they are arguing bide Rav Chista. They're arguing in the world of Rav Chista. Says Rashi, pligi bilafnei yush ubid Rav Chista. The Rav less later Rav Chista. Rav does not hold of Rav Chista. Rav Zvid says that kigon. Really, what's the difference of machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan? Kigon shenisyayish abaylim biad lokeach. We're talking about a case where the bailim were nisyayish while it was still in the hands of the lokeach, meaning he got this hand first. But he didn't give up. He was not miyayish while still in the hands of the ganav. When the ganav stole it, he still was had it. He still was not miyayish. This is what they're arguing. Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that if there's yeyosh, yeyosh, and then afterwards is the shinu rishus, that's considered a kinyan. And shinu rishus v'achakach yeyosh lo kani. But if it, let's say, it was a shinu rishus first and then there was yesh, and it doesn't work. Umar Sava and Rav's other opinion says, lo shna, don't make no difference. Says Rashi, the kari legami, vafilu bidamei, lo, bidami lo mahadalo. He's even with the cash man, he's in your back. The buyer now, he owns it, and the guy's not able to go and get it back, even if he wants to go and pay it up. And another pshat, Rav Papa Amar, this is number 4 for those who are counting. Beglima de kule alma lo pligi de hadalamari. When you're dealing with the glima, it's like a coat that everyone agrees that it's got it. You got to give it back to the original. You got to give it back to the owner. As Rashi explains, that really olam b'dilfen yush pligi. They're talking about before yush v'tarvayu islu Rav Chista, and both of them are of the opinion. Both of them agree with Rav Chista that in such a matzav, the owner has a claim against the buyer. He can go to the lokeach. Lachain, therefore, the buyer has to give back, the lokeach has to give back without any sort of getting any sort of money from him. Even if midrabanan, he can get money from the owner, he still has to give it up right away, and he can't hold the back some sort of mashkon to be able to get paid. So beglima the kuliyam alo pligi the hader lamari goes back. V'hachaba asu bo takanas hashuk hamifgi, and what they're arguing over is the thing known as the takanas hashuk, the takana fixing up of the marketplace. That is, midirabanan was set up in place that if someone goes in this market, they just go and they buy something. It ends up being that it's stolen. They're gonna get messed over. So they said it. You have to go out and you gotta pay up. You gotta pay the person back for it. So the Gemara until now is assuming that the Takanas Hashuk doesn't apply once the Ganav, once you forget who he is, that the buyer can go get it from him. Rav Papa is saying that the Chachamim put it even where they know who the Ganav is. That's what they're arguing over. Rabbi Shadr Rav Chia Amar. Okay, meaning to say that after the buyer, he already returned it. That's the question of did the Chachamim give him the right to get his money back from the owner, or is this only that he has to go back to the Ganav? Of Rav Shadr Rav Chia Amar Hadinim Rishon, that he can go to the Rishon, is only against the Ganav himself. He can't go to the owner,
who bought it, Dina Delokech, the list goes Zuze Meganov, meaning to say that the din, the law, the halacha, in reference to the buyers, that he can get it back only from the Ganav himself, lo subot takaras hashok. And the reason is because the guy didn't make the takaras hashok in this type of matziv, which would allow him to get from the actual owner. Rav Yochanan Mishum Darbiyani Omar, this is a din of Masheni, says that the buyer is also against the Sheni, meaning the owner, the din of the Lokech, the Lisko Mabalabayas, meaning that the din, the halacha, is in reference to the buyer, that he can go get it back even from the owner of Asa B'Takana Shuk, and they did make Takana Shuk even in this type of matzah. In fact, the Gemara of Asava Rav lo Asa B'Takana Shuk, does Rav really hold that they did not do a Takana Shuk where they know where the Ganav is? V'ha Rav Huna Talmidei Rav Huna was his Talmud, and you would think that the Talmud is going to go after the Rebbe. V'chanan Bisha Ganav Glima V'zabna, when Chanan, who was the Russia, he came and he stole and he ended up selling it. Also, the coming to Rav Huna, they came in front of Rav Huna and say what to do. Amalei lahugav azil sharei avitach. Rashi says what I mean is pedei mashkoncha shabiyado. In other words, go and pay it off. Pay the guy. In other words, he's saying the owner to go and pay him. And what are we talking about here? This is even after the same takanas hashuk, even after they know who the ganav is. So the Gemara, no, shiny kind of beach. That's a different story. Kevin the lekhus talumimine, because there's no way of getting money from him. This guy, he has no money. He's not going to give. Kilo hukar dummy. And therefore, it's like he's not even recognized. They didn't even discover who it was. So that's why you go in such a case, it's going to be different. Amarava im ganav before samhu. Im ganav before samhu. If he's a well-known ganav, then lo asubo takana sashuk. There's no takana sashuk in this situation. Meaning, everyone knows who this guy is. So you walk in the shuk, you see this guy selling. You don't go and buy it. Some guy walks over. Yo, you want to buy a watch? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Want to go buy a watch? Everybody knows that this is the guy. No, don't buy it from him. Except for you're going to lose out. Frankly, Marva, Chanan Bisha, the before some Hava. He's talking before some. They knew who he was. Also, takana sashuk. They did it takana sashuk for him. So, Nihida, before some, the Bishusa. Yes, it's true that they knew this guy was a Rasha. But, like, Ganevusa, Loma, for some. It wasn't known that this guy was Taka Ganav, and therefore the Takana Sashuk does apply even by him.
Itmar Ganav Upar Bechovo. Let's say someone goes and he steals, and he pays back something that he owed to someone else with them, and or let's say Ganav Upar Bechefo, Rashi says a Chenvini that he bought something on credit. Lo Asubo Takana Sashuk. They do not apply over here. Takana Sashuk to Amri is because we say to the lender that you didn't give him anything with this kavana in order to go out and to get this stuff. Now, mashkanta shave masan bimea. Let's say a guy goes and borrows from me, and he says he's going to give something that was worth 200 zuz, something that he stole, and he's going to give it for what he owes me, 100 zuz. Asubo takana sashuk. They do make takana sashuk. It does apply. Shava b'shava. Let's say the borrower gives a pledge of something he stole worth how much he borrowed. They do not apply it to takana sashuk. Because normally what happens when a person goes and puts something down is like a collateral of sorts, then he's going to do something that's more worth more. If he says it's something that's worth the same value, it must be that it's not considered like to keep the loan, but he's trusted that he's going to pay him back. And he didn't think he's ever going to get it. My Zutra Amar, he says, also with the Kana Sashuk, we do apply the Kana Sashuk in that type of matzav. Let's say, if a case of Zvina, Shava Bishava, if someone goes and steals something, and then it gets sold, and the buyer pays the amount of what it was worth, that is, if he sold it exactly what it was. Then also, but we do take a shuk. Shove him up, masan. If it was sold, it was worth 100, and he sold it for 200. If shish is amar lo, so but take a shuk. We don't apply to Rav Amar. Also, but take a shuk. We do apply to take a shuk. The hilchas halacha is bekulu also but take a shuk. Labar miganav upar bechovo ganav upar bekefo. We apply it to take a shuk in all cases except for the case of someone who steals and he pays back that which he his debt, and he stole and he paid back something that he bought on credit. Story time. Avimi bar nazi chamud Ravina hava masik bahu gava abo azuzi. This fellow, who's the father of Ravina, was owed 4 zuz by somebody. Gun of glima asin ele. So the one who owed him the money stole a coat, and he brought it to Avimi. Ozvi arba azuzi achrini. And he lent him another 4 zuz. Lasof hukar ganav. In the end, they found out who the ganav was. And Asalakamid Ravina came from Ravina Amar, and he said, Kamoi Ganav Uparachovo,
in reference to the first four zuz, that case, one who stole and then he paid back what he owed, v'lo by the mesaf lei v'lo midi, where the owner doesn't need to pay him anything. But with the second one, shkol zuzach v'hada glime, within the second one, these other four zuz we do to kanas hashuk, and therefore collected four from the owner and give it back to him. In fact, the Gemara maskef for Rav Cohen. Rav Cohen comes to ask Akasha, Vidilma glima bahani zuze kamayav nele. Maybe the borrower gave the coat to Avimi only for the first four zuz. Gun of a par b'chova, gun of a par b'kefa, which he said is like the case of someone who sold and paid back his debt, or someone who paid back that which he bought on credit. Varba zuze ba'asroi hamune hamne ki echid hamne mekara. And the last four zuz, the second set of four zuz, he trusted him. And he gave it to him without any sort of anything, just like he trusted him originally. Says the Gemara, and igal gal milse mata lekamid Ravo. This made its way, its rounds, until it got to Ravo. Amar, and he said, Hilchos Rav Cohen, the halacha goes according to Rav Cohen. He says, yep, makes sense. And since Avimi trusted him the first time without any sort of mashkin or anything like that, so therefore he trusted him a second time also. Another story time, Narsha, gun of Sifra. There's a place called Narsha, you know, like Narashkat. So there was an Arsha, and what did he do? He stole a Sifra, a book. Zabnei Lepapuna Bitmanon Zuz, and he sold it to a guy from Papune for 80 Zuz. Azal Papunai Zabnei Lepasim Mechuzah, but maybe Asim Zuzay. He went, he sold it to a guy from Mechuzah for 120 Zuz. Lassof Hukar Ganav, at the end, defended who the Ganav was. That the Narishian guy, he was the first guy who stole it. The owner of this book should go give the guy from Mechuzah 80 zuz and then go get it from him. And then the Mechuzah guy should go and take 40 back for the 40 zuz from the Papunai, that guy from Papa. Ask of Rav, Rav ask a kashon. This is a hashta lokech mi ganav asu b'takanas hashuk. Lokech mi boy. We know that we said takanas hashuk applies for a buyer from a ganav. So, of course, it's going to be from a buyer from a buyer also. Hello, my Rav says, Lezal mori desifa v'yayiv li labar mechuzah meo v'esin zuzei v'shak ha-sifra. The owner of this book should go and give the mechuzah guy 120 zuz and get the book from him. V'lezal mori desifa v'lishkal arboin mipano. And then let the owner of the book go and get another 40 zuz from the papoy guy utmanim Narsha and the 80 zuz from the guy from Narsha. Zok the next Mishnah, something which we already touched upon. We've quoted this Mishnah before. Where do we see it? Yeah, we saw it back way back in Daf Chaf Zayin. Zok the Mishnah, Zeba b'chavisu shel yayin. Let's say if someone coming along the way has a barrel of wine. Zeba b'kadosh shel dvash. Someone's coming to a jug of honey. Nistak chavis shel dvash, and the barrel of honey cracks, and honey starts to pour out everywhere. And that's more valuable. V'shafa says, yayin over here shel dvash shel socho. And this guy, he spills out his whole wine thing, and he catches all the honey in his wine thing to help this guy out. Beep, turn the page. Kuf tesvav amaze. Ein lo ela scharo. He only gets his fee, which means, says Rashi, schar kli and v'schar pu'ula, but he doesn't get the money of the wine. V'im amar. But if, let's say, before he pours out the wine, he says to the guy with the honey, he says, listen, atzir shachav atanos in lidime sheli. I'm going to save your honey, but you have to pay me the wine that I'm going to lose. Chayv litin lo, he has to go. He has to pay him the full amount. Case number two, Shatav Nachal Chamor v'chamor v'chavero. I'd say River grabbed away somebody's donkey and the donkey of his friend. Shalo Yaf Amana v'shal Chavero Masayim. His was worth Amana, which is 100 zuz, and his was worth 200 zuz. V'yiniach Zet, Ashalov Hitzel Shal Chavero. And this guy leaves his and goes and saves his friend. Enlo El Eschar only gets the schar of whatever it would cost to go ahead and to help. But he doesn't get paid back for what his donkey lost. If he says, listen, I'm going to save yours, but you have to give me the value of what I lost. And he's going to go ahead and pay him how much he would have lost over there. Frak the Gemara. And the wine and honey case, why is it when the guy pours out the wine and he saves the guy's honey, he only gets what he, you know, like if you hired him to go help to save it. Why is it Vamai? Why is all he gets? Lema lema efkira kazachina. Let him just say to the owner of the honey that I got the honey from Hefker, and therefore it should belong 100% to him. Rashi says, Dvash ilcha hayaholich kulo leibot. It was going to be lost. Farini kamatzil men Hefker. It's like I said from Hefker. Vamai inli elo scharo kulo dvash lishko. Vagabi charsh tigral. Vagabi chamor. Like a lemei marachi. the achalat silo who, because he could have gone and saved it. So anyway, milo time. They were learning the brayso. I reached out to tell him kadi yayin v'kadi shemen. If one had, you know, was carrying these jugs of oil and jugs of wine, v'ra shein mishdabros, and he saw that they were about to break and they're gonna lose everything. Rashi says v'akol nishpach biyachad. Lo yom hariz et truma ma'aser al peros sheish b'sach beso. You shouldn't say, "Oh, this wine and this oil, I'm making a truma and ma'aser on the stuff that I have in my house." If it's gonna be us now, if he did say it, lo mar klum, he didn't say anything. Rashi says, "Alma kevan deli ibud azel less behuz zchiyav hefkiru." Since it's gonna be lost, it's gonna say like it's hefker. Therefore, the same thing over here with the honey, he should be able to get the whole thing. Why is he only getting the amount of that he would get paid in order to go and help save it? Okay, the Amr of Yirmiyah, this goes according to Rav Yirmiyah, Rashi says, L'kaman, like he's going to say later on, Kishe Ekel, Beis Abad, Karach Alea, it says, when the, Rashi explains that, it's like his net, there's a netting of the olive presses wrapped around, we're talking over here, the barrel, Hacha, so here also, Hachanami Kishaikla Bisabad Karachala. Here too, it's talking about a case where the netting of the olive press was wrapped around the barrel of the honey, and that is stopping the honey from flying out over there. Therefore, we don't look at it like it's actually Hefker. Rashi says it's a thing that would tie down these olives while they're being pressed. So in the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah, the barrel of honey has this netting there, and the netting is stopping it from draining and just flowing out all over the place. It's just dripping out a little bit at a time. Therefore, it's not considered like it's hefker, and that's why you don't get everything. But the Bryce is talking about a case where they're not wrapped, and therefore, once they break, they're considered completely as hefker. Says the Gemara of Imamar. And if he says that, he really didn't say anything. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Mishma b'derech hamos b'yodah. Someone's walking along the road and he has money in his pocket. V'anas kenegdo. And he was about to get robbed. There's some sort of ganav coming at him. Lo yomari peros yeshu b'soch beisim chulal hamos. Don't say that it's, the peros have is mechul. And this Rashi shall meiser sheni yeshu b'soch beisim chulal on this. And therefore, I'm good with that. I can just have it, and it's just on this, and this guy stole it over here. You can't do that because his coins are going to be lost, and you're not able to be doing it. Something that's going to be lost. And if he says that Dvarim Kayamim, then his words actually are Makuyim. They actually work. We allow them to work. So Kum Tuchai said it's actually not considered like Hefker. This goes against what we just said. It says, Marachim, when you're able to go and you can save it. Since you're able to save it, therefore, actually, Taka is not considered like it's going to be lost. But if it's not going to be saved, then it's going to become like Hefker. Once you're able to do it, if he's really able to go and save it, then why does it say that he shouldn't do that? And if he did it, it works. Like if he's able to save it, he should be able to go ahead and to be mechalalit onto this. And because they're not going to be lost, but the price is us, so must be talking about a case where he's not able to save it. And for the Gemara, he's able to save it, but it's going to be in a very difficult. It's going to be very difficult to do such a thing. So therefore, the coins really belong to him. He's then able to put Meiser Sheni on it because this is possible. It's actually going to end up being lost. In fact, the Gemara v'chol heicha adika hafseid lechatchila yomer. In a place there's going to be a hafseid, he shouldn't lechatchila say that he wants to take it off and you know be mechalit. V'atanya learned on a brisa, I reach you lo eser chavil shel tevel tame. Let's say if a person has 10 chavis, 10 barrels, and we're talking about here about a levi. It's 10 barrels of tevel that's tame. Why are we talking Rashi points out we're talking about a levi over here? Why are we talking about a levi? Because we're talking about thinking of what's known as meiser rishon, which goes to the trumas meiser, which goes to the levi. Meiser going to the coin and Trumas Meiser going to the Levi. So we know that he has to take off 1/10. That goes to the... Hold on. Truma goes to the coin. Meiser goes to the Levi. And then Trumas Meiser goes to the coin from the Levi. Till the Levi does it, the produce still remains Tevel. It's not to be eaten. So Bryce is talking about here where the Tevel became Tameh. Because it's Tameh, the coin's not able to go out and eat it, even after the Levi sets it off as Trumas Meiser. Because you're not allowed to chew, that's tummy. The only thing that the coin can use it for is to sprinkle on his house in order to give it like a good spritz, a good smell. So I will show you a little eser chavil shatevel tummy. V'ra achas mem shenis bar, and he saw one of them started to break and the wine is pouring out. Ocean is galsa. I became uncovered. aka my magula may not let heaven work as maybe a snake came in and it's us to eat. Omi says, "Hari eat shumas meiser al tishah chaver seh should be shumas meiser on it, and it's going to make it to be that this shumas meiser and everything else is going to be out of tevel." Ube she'ein lo yas, ube shemen lo yas akein if they have said coin. But if it comes to oil, then don't do this because of the coins losing out. Why would he lose that when it comes to truma? And for Rashi, the truma tameh chazi lahadlik is able to be used to light. V'chi mafsid lekohen, he could say that tefillah. If it's going to lose out, it's going to be a big loss. What we do see nonetheless is that when it comes to the wine, they're able to go ahead when the broken barrel making trumas meiser. So also when the guy has a ganav coming towards him, since it's not certain that he's going to lose out the coins, it should be mutter to put the meiser sheni onto it. So why can't he do it? Amarav Yirmiyah says that the brisa that allows the wine that's breaking over there to meet a trumas meiser is kishaekel besabad karachalea. It's where the netting of the olive press is around it. And that's keeping the wine from flying out. And therefore, that minimizes the loss to the coin so that it's not considered such a big one. It's less, it's not as much of a shtickle than the loss that's going to come from the ganav who's coming over there. And therefore, although it's able to be done by the wine, we don't do it by the coins. Says the Gemara, Bishlom Shinis Berchazia. Okay, it makes sense where the barrel became broken to be in the case of the wine, because the coin could still end up using it. Ella nisgalsa lemaychazia, but it became nisgalsa where it's uncovered. So then how is it, what is it able to be used for? Right? You can't drink it because maybe there's a snake over there and it's going to, you'll die. But still, we let the levy go ahead and make it to be Truman Schweitzer. Even when none of the wine can be used, the levy can still makdish it, since its iser is only a little bit of a loss of the coins. So too, in the case of one with the robber coming at him, since the loss of the coins is not a vaday, it should be mutter to go and put the meiser sheni stuff on them. Says the Gemara, v'chitei mechazil zilfinu, we say, what do you mean? When it comes to the wine, you can do zil if you can sprinkle it for the nice smell. But Tanya, when it comes to the b'risa, mayim sinizgala, when it comes to the sinizgala, rizel lo yishtvachim b'shus harabim, you know, go and leave it and spread out, it's just around. Rashi shall yavar aleim adam yachiv, so bear person shouldn't go there. Yichas eres shall chnachas braglo, and he'll poison go into his foot. They makas tzor v'yomas. He's gonna have some sort of rock, some sort of boo boo, and he's gonna die from it. For lo yigabel hamas atit, and you shouldn't knead clay with it because again, it can go into the person's hands and kill him. For lo rabbits by misabayas, and also shouldn't put down dust in the house with it. That's how they used to make it go down. Again, sakonas nefashos, because same ideas we brought. Shouldn't give his animals a drink from it, or the animals of his friends. So what do we see over here? That if it's my megulim, if it's megulim, well, yayin megulim in this case, that it's going to be usser for everything. So therefore, you can't use the spritz, and therefore it's not used at all. So, but we still see the leaves is able to go and do it. So we should do this also. So it's going to be the other love of talking about to put the wine through a strainer. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to use. The time went to the Brisa Mesanenes, Yeshba Nishum Giloy. If you go ahead, if you have wine that's left in a strainer, it has the issue of Giloy. I'm Rebbe Nechemia. Rebbe says, they must say, when is that true? Bezman Shatachtonim Megula. That's when the lower part is uncovered. That's going to be covered over. Then Afa Pishal Yonam Gul, even the top one is covered, as uncovered, Ein Babashim Giloy, there's no problem of Giloy, Lefisha Eris, and Nachash Dom Lesfok, because the Eris, the venom, the poison of a snake is like a sponge. If it's Safa Omni Bukomo, it floats up to the top and it stays over there. It doesn't go through to the lower part, but for the wine in the lower part, it's going to be totally fine. So the wine, Taka, can be used, and therefore you could use Meiser Sheni. Trumas Meiser, sorry, that's not a problem, you can go do it. But when it comes to the idea of the ganav, that's a different story, because you could lose the whole thing. Therefore, this child was able to go and make Meiser Sheni on. So, in fact, the Gemara of Lavit Meir Law, but didn't we say on this day of Rebbechemi, Amr Simon, Amr Simon, Amr of Yoshua ben Levi, Lo Shono Shalo Traku. This is only taught where they didn't mix the wine after they uncovered it, right? Like, that's what the Bryce is talking about. The wine was already in the strainer when it was uncovered. In that case, no one moved the wine in the upper one after it was uncovered. But if it already got mixed up, then it's going to be usser, even if it goes through the strainer,
because when it gets mixed up, therefore it has the ability of getting even the poison in the bottom and also. So according to Rav Simon, if the wine was left uncovered in a barrel, it's poured into a strainer, he's going to be masking, but it's going to be also. Also, because you mix it all up, it even goes through to the bottom of there. Now Bryce is talking about an uncovered barrel of wine, which has to be then be transferred into the strainer. So how could you hold the chemis kula? Says Gemara, Hasam Nami, they're also efshed the manach midi apum with the chavisa, the shafili. It's possible to put something, some sort of cloth on the top of the barrel and slowly pour the wine. And if you do like that, the venom doesn't go in. And therefore, we can say it's like Rav Nechemia. Frak the Gemara, Vermi Nechemia, mi tarminan. According to Rav Nechemia, do we separate chuma from tame onto tame stuff? I tell you, once in a brisa, tarmim in a tame ala tame, we can separate chuma, meaning chuma spicer, from something which is tame onto something that which is tame, umenatar ala tar, umenatar ala tame, avalomen a tame ala tar, but not from tar and tame. Rav Nechemia Omer, afmen a tame ala tame lo yitir lechom, ella bishel demai. They also did let you separate a chuma from that which is tame onto something which is tame, except for when it comes to demai, because we don't really know what it is over there. So we say Rav Nechemia doesn't matter tame stuff to be considered like Chumas Meiser from other tummy stuffs, but the Brisa says that Levi would matir, would allow to make tummy wine, Chumas Meiser, and other wine. How could you call this Rav Nechemia? Says Gemara, Hachanami, Michel Demai. Here too, this Brisa is talking about tummy barrels, they're talking about Demai. And it's taking from Demai. Demai, what is it? Rechemi is going to be masking in the case of Demai, the tummy stuff can be set as Chumas Meiser and other tummy stuff. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Till next time, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.